Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you'd like to help support the content that we do here on this channel, consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find links for that in the description and in the, up above in the video as well. This is Disney Through Our Eyes, where we just get together and we talk about what's on our mind in the Disney spectrum.
I'm actually excited today.
Why are you excited?
Because I have a good topic. We both get to come up with a topic each week.
Yes.
My topic is pretty good this
time. Now, last time I checked in with you, you didn't have a topic, so the fact that you're excited about a topic
I came up with one 6 hours ago. We're good.
Don't be afraid.
I'm scared what it could be if you're this excited about it.
You picked it. You just don't know that you picked it.
I've honestly forgotten about it at this point. We bought a car recently, so that's like all I can think about.
Yeah.
I've still got sticker shock. What is it called?
Sticker shock.
Sticker shock. Sticker shock. All right, give me a hint about what yours is going to be.
It involves a theme park.
Mine involves a theme park as well. So my topic obviously involves a Disney park. We are big Walt Disney World fans, right?
Well, it's the only Disney park I've ever been to, so yes.
I've been to Disneyland one time when I was a little kid, and I barely remember anything about it. I do remember being smaller. That's all I, you know, basically... I remember sitting in a stroller with my...
Okay, so
back in my day...
It's been 84 years.
In the days of yore, me and my brothers, we were... Okay, anyway. All right, so this topic is not about Walt Disney World.
Okay.
It's actually about Disneyland. The news broke this past week that they're going to be expanding the Disneyland Resort as a whole. Now, there's a lot of confusion about this.
Okay.
Everybody thought it was going to be a third theme park.
Really?
Yes, and my reaction to that was... Where is it going to go?
Right. Why would anybody think that?
Just because there's been rumors about this.
Okay,
what is Disneyland going to do? Because actually, let me show you this real quick. I've got some visual aids for Jessica. And obviously, you guys can see it on the screen as well. I'm going to show you. This is Disneyland's area.
I feel like you've shown me this 12 times before.
Yes. That's what they have to work with
right now.
So here's the two parks. This is right up here. That's Disneyland.
Look at that, Rise of the Resistance.
You know we have one ourselves, right?
I know. I've only ridden it one time, and it's awesome.
Then you've got California Adventure, a little bit smaller down here.
Okay.
This is the Downtown Disney District, and there's a couple of hotels smattered in here. So basically, it's this little kind of almost like a triangle right here.
Okay.
They're squished in with the interstate, and then a bunch of shops and like stores and restaurants all surrounding it.
Yeah, and Pumbaa parking lot.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
That's one of the things that's on the map.
That is what she's got stuck in her mind, is Pumbaa parking lot out of all of that.
Not shrimp
parking lot. That's a story for another day. So here's the thing with this, is that they're landlocked. Just
right.
Like the thing about Disney World is that it's ginormous.
Yeah, there's a lot of land.
Walt Disney said it himself, the blessing of size is what he has in Florida. So here in Disneyland, they got to find ways to get creative with their space. And the government, the city's not been that helpful all that well. So this is like, I don't get the impression it's their last ditch attempt to get them to agree to something because they need to do something. It's only going to get busier.
Yeah.
It's only going to get more crowded.
Yeah.
They need to find ways to continue to make their offerings better. So what they propose, and I'm going to bring this up for you now, is an expansion that's interesting. Yeah, I really think is, let me go to this photo right here. So it's concept art, right? You really can't tell much about it.
I don't know what that means.
Concept art, you know, like when you make a drawing to show this is what we think it might look like.
Oh.
There's not a lot of detail for it.
In fact,
you know, if you look here, what you can see, this on here down in the bottom left of the picture, that's California Adventure right now. That would be that would be Pixar Pier. You remember us talking about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got over here, right over here, like in the corner, that's the rest of Disneyland. All of this in the middle is kind of Downtown Disney and Grand California Hotel.
Okay.
Grand Californian. One of the two. One of the Ornians. Floridian. That was a really weird word I just said. Don't really know what just happened there.
I think it's the Grand Cla-
We're struggling with words today.
Grand Californian.
Yes. But I was trying to like throw Floridian, Californian together in a really unique word. It just didn't work. Anyway, so this space up here is what they're going to be using. Mm-hmm. And it's not just going to be, it's not a third theme park.
Okay.
It's going to be expansion for not only Downtown Disney, but both of the theme parks as well.
Okay.
So they're each going to get a different land. Then you see these tunnels going through here?
So you have to cross the road?
You're going to have to literally, there's going to be a road that you have to either cross over or under to get into this like almost secluded land.
Like that.
It's going to be kind of cool. It's like when I first saw this concept, I was like, okay, that's stupid. Why would you do that?
You know what it reminds me of? What is that water park we went to we went to the Alamo, San Antonio.
Oh, Schlitterbahn.
Remember how you had to cross the road to get to the other half of the park?
Yep.
Maybe it's like that.
Well, they're almost two different water parks. We just had a pass to get us to both of those, remember?
But kind of not. So this is similar to that.
Okay, I see where you're going with that. But when I first saw this, I was like, this just feels like it's a wasted effort. Because this is land.
Why?
Well, I think they could spend more time trying to find some agreement with the local businesses to give them some more land. And maybe, maybe this is a step in the right direction. Because if they make something extra that continues to draw in more tourism, then it's going to show the city and the rest of the surrounding areas, hey, we got to strike a deal with them somehow to get some more parking. And eventually they can turn that parking into more space.
I mean, agreed.
Eventually.
But what if these businesses say, we're not moving?
They're probably not going to move. That's the thing. But
and, like, what if Disneyland is bringing them more business? So they're definitely not moving. I mean, I just feel like this has been an effort that they have tried for years and years and years to expand Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And they just haven't been able to yet.
No, it's definitely been a trying time for them on this. But that's not really what I wanted to get into.
That wasn't even the debate.
No, I just wanted to, it's not even, why do you think everything's got to be a debate with
us? Because I've met you before.
She's been married to me for 10 years. I guess she doesn't.
Everything is a debate.
I guess there I go. All right. So what I want to discuss here is what these potential lands could be. Your ideas, what they could be.
So we don't know.
We don't know. But there's some actually renderings and stuff. And if you kind of want a better example of what. So you can see here, this is like without all the map stuff. So that's where the two lands are going to be. But also, actually, there's a bigger drawn up version of it I told you there. So you can see some of the drawings. It looks like there's a mountain here in the middle of the Grand the Californian part.
Yeah.
And then this other one, I can't really tell what's in there.
So, okay.
But do you want me to give you maybe an idea of what it's coming out of?
Nope.
No?
I want to guess.
Okay.
I want to straight up guess.
No information whatsoever. She's got this.
Here's what I think. Because Disneyland does not have water parks, right? There's no Blizzard Beach. There's no Typhoon Lagoon. Boom, boom.
So you're saying two different mini water parks sandwiched between the new Downtown Disney District.
Correct.
That's not a bad idea. Now, I will say that I've read some stuff and heard some stuff that's probably not going to be it. But
of course I'm wrong.
I love the idea.
I'm just saying. And also, it would be kind of weird if you could just go through a tunnel and like, oh, whoops, I'm in a water park. Whoops, I'm in a regular park. It'd be like Six Flags.
Wait a minute. Whoops, I'm in a regular park. So we have a Six Flags here in Atlanta that actually has a small water park built into the theme park.
Which
it actually works.
So, but what do you wear?
Whatever.
Do you,
you
wear
want.
Water park clothes?
Your Speedo?
Or oh my eyes! My eyes! Nobody wants to see that. Or do you wear regular clothes and hope you don't go to the water park section? Like, it is confusing. So
only for you though.
Men just get to wear their shorts.
No, but you wear whatever you want, and then just y'all can slip the shorts off, the shirts off, whatever you for your swimsuits underneath. Same thing for us.
Okay. Anyway,
I think that's actually a brilliant idea.
See,
I don't know that's what they're going to go with.
Of course, I'm wrong. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm probably wrong too.
Well, duh. But
everybody's wrong.
Okay, I'm ready to hear your side.
So, what for the Disneyland section, for instance? Mm-hmm. What comes out of like where you leave is technically just after the New Orleans Square, their Splash Mountain, which is becoming Princess and the Frog, and just before Rise of the Resistance, Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge, all that stuff. Right now, it's basically a Winnie the Pooh attraction and the Country Bear area that used to be kind of
Country
there.
Bear's right before Kylo Ren.
Exactly my Super. Point. So I think that becomes, they rework that area to be whatever this is going to become. What about a Zootopia area? there's no Zootopia stuff here in the
United
States.
Why have we heard that Zootopia was going to do something?
They're in like one of the overseas parks. Okay. Somebody in the comments can correct us on what that exactly is. But there
I was
going to
say, I feel like I've heard about Zootopia being somewhere.
But I think that would be the perfect fit for that. Because yeah. It doesn't really fit in with any of the existing lands. You can almost create a separate pocket. And with the storyline of Zootopia, I think it fits. Because remember, you have to kind of go through that tunnel or that train route to get to it.
Yeah.
So it could almost kind of feel like that, like you did that.
You think Zootopia is a big enough franchise?
I really do. And I think maybe they're making a Zootopia 2. There's been some like mini shorts with Zootopia. Yes, you knew this.
Where have I been?
Many, many places.
And I did not know. When is Zootopia 2 coming out?
I don't know. Somewhere down the line.
I have to rewatch Zootopia 1. Regular
we'll do that.
Zootopia.
We will do that. Now, the other thing, and I find this interesting in California Adventure, you think it would probably make sense because it comes out of Pixar Pier to be another Pixar property. Some people have speculated that's going to be another Toy Story Land. The thing about the U.S. parks is they try not to repeat.
Yeah.
Moana. Because there's a big mountain in the middle of it. And supposedly somebody says they can see some roller coaster tracks out of that mountain.
Okay.
What if it's a Moana attraction with the volcano and all that
kind of
stuff?
I mean, obviously that would fit perfectly.
It would fit a water park version too.
It really would. And since we've been listening to the Moana theme song today, or the soundtrack.
Yeah, we did.
It is kind of stuck in my head. So, I like that.
So, Zootopia and Moana would be good fits, you think?
Yeah. But I also think Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon.
Well.
Just the California versions.
Different versions, different themes would probably
right.
work. You could just make it out of Disney characters.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be.
You could even make a water park
Donald
out of Zootopia.
Ducks. I don't know. Water park.
Don't hurt yourself, darling.
Donald Ducks.
You're hurting yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
Donald Duck's Quack Attack Park. That's not alliteration. I don't know. But ducks, water, things. I know you like debates.
After you just ridiculed me for wanting to debate everything.
That's what I'm saying. But I know you like them. So here we are. I want to talk about lockers. Disney lockers.
Hear me out. No, wait. Hold on.
Just listen. We went to Disney World and Universal Studios.
I'm sorry. I did it, folks.
This past December.
Ooh.
And we did Universal first. And obviously with that.
Correction. Y'all forced me to do it first.
Obviously with that. We went with my family. We did, you know, the Islands of Adventure. Adventure Island. What are those things called? Islands of Adventure. And
Universal Studios.
Yes. Universal Studios.
How do I know it better than you and I don't
well,
even
know?
Well,
I
like
don't know. I just call it Harry Potter Land and the
Boo!
Other
Boo! Every time we mention Harry Potter here. Boo!
Well, I like Harry Potter. Anyway, when you go to Universal, you can't take anything on your rides.
Right.
You have to put them in a locker. The locker is supplied by Universal.
Mm-hmm.
The locker process is chaos. Every single time, it is chaos. There is no rhyme or reason. It is literally just willy-nilly, go in there, find a locker, pray that people don't get in front of you in line because there's like 800 people trying to get lockers and then heaven forbid your bag's too big or your water bottle's sticking out and...
I'm sorry, is this Jessica Rants or is this debate?
And that, people, is what grinds my gears, Tom.
Once you get your bag in the locker, you're smooth sailing because then you get on the ride and you just get to be on the ride.
Okay.
Then you have Disney World.
Okay, I see where you're going.
You don't have to have a locker. We get to carry our bag on every single ride.
Right.
But I'll tell you, every single time I ride Rock and Roller Coaster, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my bag. I put it between my feet, you know, and I hold on to the straps of my backpack. And every single time that bag goes...
Now, let's be serious here. It doesn't go... It might like get a little lift or
it
something like that.
It stresses me out. So... Yes, Universal has bigger rides. It's a safety thing. Like, you can't, obviously, have
a bag.
Whoa.
We're going to have to debate this first.
You cannot, Kyle. The Hulk is far more intense.
Define bigger rides.
The Hulk?
No.
When was a bigger plate of broccoli better?
Better. How did you work broccoli into
because
the show?
Because I'm saying, like, which would you prefer to bowl with? The 8-pound bowl or the 20-pound bowl? Like, come on! So... That is me saying
this took a turn. I just don't know what to do with this now.
Because
right,
you're
sorry.
Not even debating what I want you to debate.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Just debating for the sake of debating because you're a debatable freak.
I'm a debatable person.
Yes. So, anyway, my point is, yes, Universal probably has to do lockers because it's a safety thing.
Right.
On some rides, though, I do wish Disney had lockers. Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, pretty much all the Hollywood Studios rides.
Right.
You maybe Mine Train?
You're struggling, like, with...
No, Space Mountain. Space... Freaking, oh, man. Okay. I hate Space Mountain for so many reasons.
No, hold on. This is not degrade Kyle's favorite
also,
rides.
But also...
No.
It would be nice if you had a bag holder on Space Mountain. Like, I'm just saying, I think, to me, Disney World should offer the option. It's not required. Like, what if... So, Universal, it is required. For most every ride. There are some that it's optional, remember?
The rides where you have a chance of losing it, yes.
So there were some that it was optional and it was still free. Disney, obviously they don't need them for every ride.
Now they do have lockers at the water parks. Make sure I have that.
Right, and don't we pay for those?
Yeah, actually you do.
Yeah. So one up on Universal, thanks for the free lockers.
I'm sure they pay for them at their water park at Universal too.
Listen, I don't like water parks, but that's a different day.
You don't like Space Mountain. You don't like water parks.
And I do like Harry Potter.
All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on your whole family. Make a note of this. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
You hate my guts right now, don't you?
This is what happened.
The debate is lockers versus no lockers. I'm pro locker. I want Disney to have lockers. Yes, I think it is.
You want me to debate you on that aspect?
Locker or no locker?
Okay. I can take this for a second here. Let me just... I know I can feel a lot of you screaming what I'm feeling right now. So, what's the difference between Universal and Disney World?
Experience.
The experience, right?
Of course.
It's more immersive. So, when you have a locker situation, doesn't that kind of almost take you out of it a little bit? Like, think about it. Like, you get out of the line, you got to go put in there, you got to wait on the people as opposed to kind of flowing through the line.
Have you met the lines at Disney World? You don't flow through nothing.
But
you're there for hours.
The experience is fluid as opposed to a stop, put your stuff in there and go out there. To me, when you have a locker situation, it's more theme park, or excuse me, amusement park than theme park.
Okay.
Like it's a sit. Nothing against Six Flags. I know we've, in fact, you know, I'll give a shout out to Real Geeks. I know they're big Six Flags, but we love our local Six Flags. But it's an amusement park. It's not a theme park. Like you go there to be amused. In a theme park, you go there to be immersed into the actual theme. You have a fun time as well. So lockers take away from that aspect for me.
Okay.
So I don't think that lockers are necessary, but if they were going, let me give you a little bit of something for your side. If there was an attraction I think they could work one into and it still would be okay, Space Mountain, because it's all inside. You don't really see them. It can be like, we're loading you up into space pod. Da, da, da. Please stow your gear here, you know, like that. That thing, that can flow well. So I'm not saying it can't happen. I just don't think it should.
Well, obviously it's not going to.
Well, you don't know that.
Disney has decided to be anti-locker. But I'm just saying.
Anti-locker.
After going,
the new political stance, anti-locker.
Locker or no locker. It's no longer Democrat or Republican.
The big debate of the 20th. What century? 21st century? Wow, I'm getting old.
I'm just saying, I never thought I would want a locker, but after going to Universal, there are a lot of pros. There are a lot of cons for how Universal does it. Like I said, chaos, 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 and that just irritates the stew out of me. And then if you forget what your locker number is, God bless America, you're going to spend 20 minutes finding the attendant who is over on his phone drinking water.
And then you get those people that don't move away from their locker and they're standing over the top of yours.
Correct. Again, I think there are lots of opportunities to improve the locker situation. However, I think Disney could be the one to improve it and make it great. And I just would really like that.
Fair point. So I do agree with you that Disney can do that the best out of anybody in terms of making something work. However, that is something that is distinctly Disney, is that those are not there outside of like a water park situation where you kind of, it's hard to like really get fully immersed into the theme of water park.
I was going to say, the theme of water park is let's smell like sunscreen, let's stand in line for hours in the blazing hot sun and get chlorine in our eyes.
Listen, you know you have fun at water parks.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I hate water parks.
Typhoon Lagoon, that amazing wave pool and that amazing lazy river alone.
And do you remember the wave pool at Typhoon Lagoon?
That's amazing.
That almost took me out with that man on the inner tube. I will never forget.
I think that was the time I lost you, actually.
Yeah, because here comes Bob on the inner tube. Just take you out, girl.
All right, so that's our topics for this week on Disney Through Our Eyes. Now it's time for Disney Through Your Eyes. We want to know a couple of questions for you in the comment section below. First of all, the Disneyland plans for the Disneyland expansion. What do you think they're going to be? Do you have any ideas? I think Jessica was pretty smart with that whole water park situation. Will it happen? Probably not.
You're smart, but eh.
Well, I just, like, I don't know that Disneyland wants to do that, but I think it's a great idea. Also, on her topic front, we want to know from you, are you pro or against lockers for Disney World? Interesting topic. Didn't think that's the route we were going to go with it this week. But as Jessica has proven on this channel, she is the more entertaining and the more interesting one.
I like being a mystery.
That's the way I like to think about you. But anyway, keep that conversation going down below. What else should they do?
If you haven't already, like I said, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video.
And if you'd like to watch more in this series called Disney Through Our Eyes, we'll have a playlist available for you in the description and above in the video as well. Thank you for tuning in to this series. And until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye.